Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow night, 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tomorrow only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, comedian Caleb Sinan, plus comedian Greg Hahn, and is it supper or dinner? Right after this word.
When I say America, what comes to mind? Well, for me, it's simple. Mom, apple pie, and whole milk. They've been around forever. Let's hope that doesn't change. But did you know this country is actually importing whole milk? Well, no wonder we're in a recession. Why waste the money shipping milk from overseas when we've got the best darn fresh milk in the world right here on our own soil? You betcha. Hi, I'm Willard Brimley. You have a choice, America. So the next time you're in the market for milk, look for the flag. Old Glory Whole Milk. Old Glory Whole Milk stands alone. It's the best milk across the board. Old Glory Whole Milk doesn't come from overseas. No, sir. You get it right from the nozzle, full of vitamin D, served best at 98.6 degrees. That's body temperature. Face it, the way God intended. We do it the old-fashioned way, delivered fresh every day by our friendly milkman. And we know our customers by name.
Good morning, Mr. McGee. Welcome back.
Old Glory Whole Milk can't be found just anywhere. Take it from these satisfied customers.
The first time I tried Old Glory Whole Milk, I admit I was a little nervous. Yeah. Like any other time I try something new, I just closed my eyes and gulped it down real fast. Now I've got the milk mustache to prove it.
Can you believe I was lactose intolerant?
No.
But you only live once, right? So I stumbled upon this rest stop and hear people talking about Old Glory Whole Milk. You meet all kinds on the road. But I had no idea it would bring my brother and I back together. What a surprise. Thanks, Old Glory Whole Milk.
Hi, fellas. I'm long time over the road trucker, Floyd Tucker. The next time you crave whole milk, ask your fellow truckers where you can find Old Glory Whole Milk. And then ask if they're a cop. Take it from me. It's something else.
Old Glory Whole Milk. The best thing in the morning or right before you go to bed. Don't let them piss in your Wheaties again. Ask for Old Glory Whole Milk. And remember our slogan, Old Glory Whole Milk. Just say when. I'm Willard Brimley.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Dust off the funk. That's what we do here. Oh, Christy Lee, this room just got so handsome, I can't stand it.
Keeps getting more handsome than every time we open the door.
More handsome by the minute. Look at that. That young man appears to have some rhythmic motion over there. What's going on?
Oh, he's in the puck.
What's happening here?
Keep it on the wall. In the pocket.
I'm really good at radio dancing. Yeah. That's my main
deal. Is he separated at birth from our intern?
Very good. He does look like one of them. The point is, we are in the Napa Auto Parts studios, and let's see now. The handsome factor increased with the presence of Caleb Sinan. Sign in, Caleb Sinan. We have also Chick McGee, a very handsome Chick McGee. Looks like Ernest Hemingway.
Very close to Ernest Hemingway, especially right there toward the end.
Yeah, right before he swallowed the shotgun.
We all know how he died.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know why he did it.
Why?
His sack hit the toilet. He said, I'm done. That's enough. That's how macho he was.
Ooh, that's cool.
Might be a myth.
That's a fact. That's the John Deere Sports Desk. Our engineer is the legendary Ace Cosby.
Hey, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Always worth it going to Ace. Always hilarious.
I'm going to start saying time to rock, okay?
Funny stuff.
Okay, that's Christy Lee. There's Josh. And that's the legendary comedian Greg Hahn. You know him from Comedy Central. And he's in a forthcoming major commercial. That's kind of a top secret, isn't it?
What is it?
Not now.
You almost said the whole thing.
How's this joke go?
It's a secret.
Major commercial for Discover It on your TV sometime this year.
There you go.
You can't tell Tom anything, Greg. You should know that by now.
Oh, it's a commercial for our show. I filmed it.
Son of a bitch.
I got my new show coming out where I'm a plumber and I'm an assassin.
Really?
Wow. Plumbsassin. Check it out.
Sounds like a hit.
Plumbing him.
And pick up my new album, Greg Hahn's Greatest Hits. Same jokes as the last album. New picture on the front.
Oh, my God. So you're an assassin. And it's not your full-time gig?
Part-time assassin.
Just trying to break into the killing game.
That's a good point. How do you start that business?
Caleb, where are you from? I'm sorry, I don't remember.
Royston, Georgia. No one remembers. It's not a great town. Nothing happens there except me. So, hey.
Royston.
I'm all you got. Mm-hmm. It's 2,000 people live there. It's like an hour outside of Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
And, but we're hitting it big. We got a website this year, so check it out.
Nice.
CityRoyston.com. We got a section called Things to Do. And number three is go to Atlanta. So we gave up quick. Gave up quick in Royston. We got one bank in the whole town, and it got robbed this year. And the guy got away on a bike, a bicycle. Two wheels, foot powered. He got away. And the town's so small, I know the sheriff. He goes to my dad's church, and I asked him about it. I go, what happened with that? And he goes, oh, yeah, we were looking for a car.
Well,
so we're safe.
Well, there you go.
We're safe. We got good police.
I cleared up the whole thing.
Very good. Now, I know that I think both you guys are single. I'm talking, of course, to comedian Greg Hahn, former member of the United States Marine Corps.
I don't know. We don't have all day.
When you were drummed out.
Will not laugh. You will not cry.
I'm sorry.
Hit him in the head.
When you were drummed out, I mean, when you were honorably discharged, you were what, a colonel? Or
a captain.
Captain. Okay, let's not get carried away.
Right.
Okay, very good. But you are a single guy.
Single guy. I'm not big with the I love yous.
Oh?
You know what I mean? When the girl says I love you, I say something close back, but not exactly.
What do you say?
She'll say, like, I love you. I'll say, I want out.
I see. I don't know what the story
is. I've seen it happen.
I bet you what the story is. Christy said something about the new dating, what is it, dating website? What is
In Hong Kong. It's not really a website. A vending machine helps connect people for dates as a low-tech Tinder alternative. The so-called Fate Capsule is actually set up outside a Tokyo pet store, accepts $2.50 in coins, and releases little capsules containing the description and contact information of a possible date.
No.
There are separate compartments for men and women.
So you just, it's like one of those things when you're a little kid, the little plastic thing, and you get a little toy, but it's a phone number?
Yeah, pet store owner Ben Tang bought the machine after seeing a similar concept in Taiwan.
I named my son Poon!
Mr. Tang to you, Sonny. Yeah.
He and his girlfriend filter through the potential candidates who submit their information through Facebook. Tang reportedly contacts candidates on WeChat to ensure that they don't act too weirdly.
Okay.
The vending machine became a hit since it was launched on Valentine's Day. Once again, this one was in Japan. This is near Tokyo. The original one was in Hong Kong.
Now, be honest, didn't you think when you first heard this, of all the places on Earth, you thought, well, they'll actually have people in the vending machine.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And you just hit the button and here they come.
You find the girl you dreamed and she gets stuck halfway down.
That's right. And you got to rock the machine back and forth.
You're beating it and all you get are the chips.
She's screaming, help me!
Remember a few years ago they had to put the sign...
I remember walking down to the back where they have the machines in this building, the Coke machine and everything, and they put a sign on them saying, don't shake them.
Do not tilt.
And then it's got a little drawing of a guy being crushed by a vending machine.
Yeah.
So obviously it happened.
Yes.
I mean, they wouldn't. Someone somewhere they wanted that. They wanted those chips.
Well, that's how I want to go out, is crushed by a vending machine full of women. That's how I'm always going to go. Now I know where to go.
I'd like the one, the blonde A5.
You point at her face, go down and across. Yes. There she is. Okay.
It sounds like it's really cheesy, because it's. I mean, if you don't know which one you're getting until the little thing comes out, so it's just a randomized extension of
you know that it'll be a man or a woman, right? Yes. But you don't know if it'll be a blonde or, well,
it's where is it?
Japan, it's all they're all brunette.
Yeah, they should put it right next to a condom machine if you're feeling cocky.
Well, I mean, it contains a description and contact information, so if you don't like the description, you could put in another $2.50 and
that's a pretty good
$2.50.
That's a good business plan there. Yeah.
Now, you're single, Caleb. Is that going?
Yeah, you got here's you do the you're like, I love you guy. Here's what I've never kissed anyone first, and they say you're supposed, as a guy, you're supposed to like make that move. And I just wait for like a frustrated woman to go, are you gonna kiss me at some point, idiot? And and I go, no, you're gonna have to. But my friends go, oh, you're supposed to guess. You're supposed to read her cues and guess, and just kind of swivel your face towards hers. And if you guess wrong, it is a crime.
Yeah.
But hey,
yep, it is now.
Take a chance on some crime. And so I just never do that. I'm never going to do it. And I just tell women I love them right out of the gate.
It's tough.
At least it makes the police station a little bit more awkward.
Oh, yeah.
She said she loved me.
The most awkward thing is that first kiss thing.
Yeah, it is. And you just go airborne and land right on it.
That's kind of that's where I've always just gone for it.
Really?
Yeah.
You know who the king of that is?
Who?
Our friend, comedian Nick Griffin.
Oh, yeah?
Remember he did that.
Nick made himself a New Year's resolution one year.
I'm trying to talk him into making a documentary out of that whole deal. I think it'd be great.
I think it would be tone deaf right
with
now.
With Nick in it, sure, but
and a felony.
There's a way you could do it.
Yeah, he made this pact with himself that he would kiss every woman that he met through Tinder
or online dating.
And there were some awkward ones.
Right. Remember the Sunday morning church parking lot thing or something?
Whoa.
They're kind of a little bit of resistance. It's,
That's what, that was his date? Was the church?
No, they were at a bagel place or something.
The term semi-consensual. It's all pretty vague. Caleb's last name is kind of hard to pronounce. Signin.
Yeah, like signing your name, signing. Signing your checks.
Kind of a southern thing. You're from Georgia.
Signing your pledge to kiss women in church.
He's like a thinner southern Tommy Jonigan, isn't he? A little bit?
Yeah.
Thank you. That's my brand.
That's your brand, the Jonigan
I'm thinner
brand?
Versions of more successful comedians.
Okay.
You'll be able to eat more when the train comes around. Let's talk with Caleb for a second. Caleb, handsome young man, single man.
That's right. Do I sound handsome?
From, what'd you say, Royston?
Royston, Georgia.
Royston, Georgia. But you heard you and Greg talking. You're not living there anymore.
No. I moved to L.A. I'm all Hollywood now.
This kid's going to have a career.
I'm going to have a career. Just you win 10 years, I'll have one. call back in. But yeah, I'm a Hollywood. I changed a lot. I started saying dinner instead of supper. In the South, they told me supper. And I say dinner now. I'm glad I say dinner because supper sounds a little gross with your southern accent. You can't ask a lady on a first date to supper and be like, hey woman, I was hoping you could join me for supper. Maybe we could sit on some upturned buckets and eat beans out of a can. We lost the Civil War. You want to talk about it? No. So now I say dinner.
Ah.
That's the only thing that's changed.
It is nice, although I do think sup is nice. Like, have you supped?
Sup?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No, that's not.
Has
nice,
that been
Josh.
Working well for you?
Not at all, but I think it's nice. Yeah, I'm not saying it's effective.
You're sticking to
it,
aren't
I'm saying
you?
It's nice. Yeah.
Now, is it you're from Missouri? Is that a
that's a thing. Would you like to sup? Have you supped?
I've never heard that.
That's not a thing.
I grew up saying
it is. Read a book, Han.
I'm sorry, I have to agree with
have
Mr. Hobbs. Sup?
I've never
heard
sup.
Yes, it's very old timey. Very old timey.
Click.
What are you trying to cut out the time? The whole word supper keeps you away from the food that much longer?
Supper is when you sup.
Hey, you missed that show.
Well, here's sup sounds great. Sounds like you're like sopping up like soot with a biscuit or something.
That's you're in such disgusting. A hurry to
it's
go
a
eat.
Southern gentleman's way of asking yeah. a woman to
You can't say oh. supper. You have to just say sup.
Yeah. Have you supped? Would you will you do me the honor of supping with me?
I've heard it.
Christy Lee is at the news desk. Please.
I have a story for Caleb. In Fayette County, Georgia, deputies are investigating a string of thefts that included 5 car break-ins, 1 stolen motorcycle, and 1 high-dollar heist of ramen noodles. That's right. Nearly $100,000 worth of ramen noodles was
How
sitting in a lunch.
How many ramen noodles is that?
That's exactly what I said,
Holy
Chick.
Holy hell.
Isn't it 50 cents for a cup?
Maybe.
They were sitting in a large trailer parked at a Chevron store on Georgia Highway 85 North. Deputies said the 53-foot trailer carrying the noodle freight was stolen between July 25th and August 1st.
Wow. I honestly would have thought multiple trailers.
So would I. When
well,
I first
it sounds
saw
like it took
story.
Them several days to steal all of it.
Yeah.
And great security.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we can pinpoint it sometime in the pre-the week.
July 25th through August 1st.
Great enough. Police work at the ramen investigation.
That's going to take somebody, 40 years to resell all those? Hey, psst. What's ramen? By the way, that's enough sodium to kill the entire population of Georgia. Just
They're going to do that anyway. I've lived there for a few years.
That's a lot of sodium. Do you eat ramen, Christy? No?
No. This I think I've had ramen twice in my life.
It's good carbs.
Mm-hmm.
It's good pretty good.
The good kind.
Salty spaghetti.
Yeah.
It's good.
No, thanks.
Are you a ramen guy, Josh?
Yeah. Yeah, but I like the good. Like, I go to an actual restaurant and get the good ramen.
Now I would try that.
Yeah, it's very good.
I make a nice oriental ramen noodle salad, but I don't use the packet stuff, so it's not the salty part,
ramen,
just the noodles.
Ramen, ramen, ramen. Keep those noodles ramen.
Ramen, hide.
The Chinese government.
Oh, we're not
ruled.
Going. Okay, all right. I dive in. You quit. All right. Yeah.
Man, and you dove in too.
I did. I was sold.
I didn't know the rest of the lyrics.
The Chinese government has ruled that rainbow trout can now be labeled and sold as salmon. In May, media reported that much of what was sold as salmon in China actually rainbow trout. To widespread consternation from fish buyers. There's a word you don't see very often.
Is there a difference in those two fish, Josh? You read books.
Yeah, a difference in taste.
Rainbow trout and salmon look quite familiar when filleted, apparently. Mm. However, salmon live in salt water. Rainbow trout, as Tom mentioned, live in fresh water. Customers have voiced fears that trout, when eaten raw, as is common in China, could pass on parasites to humans. What, there are no parasites in the ocean? They're all living in rivers and streams?
The government's... Remember, there was a thing a couple years ago. You remember, we were talking about this, Christy. In New York City, they went to all these fancy restaurants and something like 40% of the fish were fake. They were mislabeled.
The tuna was all basically just a white fish.
You're getting scammed. Mm-hmm. So these aren't sardines. They're... tiny whales. they're delicious. But the government's approving this.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Nice to know. The government can do that.
That's not a chicken.
That's a dog. What?
Well, is it easier to make money that way? Like, is trout that much cheaper? Is that the scam?
No idea.
It's probably farm-raised, I would think. I'm guessing.
Okay. Must
farm-raised
be.
Farm-raised trout.
Makes no
but
sense.
But they can farm-raise salmon, so I don't know.
Well, now I'm not going to China.
Mm. That was it. That's what did it
good
for you.
Pieces of Chinese salmon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, well, that leads, to one of the big themes of our show, which is Chinese buffets. I don't know if you know this, Greg, Caleb, Josh, kind of as a side thing.
Well, I think we all agreed. If you sit down and think about what Josh's point is, it's absolutely the truth.
Correct.
Your point, once again, Josh, I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Yes.
Chinese buffets, great, until you get to the dessert. Garbage.
Really?
Yeah.
The worst.
They don't know how to close the deal.
What are you looking for in a dessert?
Paper cookies is what they
yeah,
have.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes they even fool you. They look good. They're colorful. They look all right. And then you taste them and nothing.
Nothing.
Just nothing.
Don't they have chocolate pudding?
That is I have said that. Chocolate pudding is fine.
Okay.
Maybe they feel like you've eaten so much that most people won't go for dessert.
They're dropping the ball. I don't know. Mm. And Tom, of course, he says, well, you just go somewhere else. Well, that's not the idea of a buffet.
No. You finished your dessert.
The
Chinese buffet after you've sprinted for the first time in a week because they brought out the crabs.
That's right.
And you want to get to the table first. Then you go to Dairy Queen or something and have some dessert. That's what I'm saying.
That's
Well, have you tried the dessert first in the buffet? Like, go in and that's their first plate is dessert?
No, but maybe
I'm telling you, it would still be bad.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the, you just like the quality of what
there are
dessert.
Those little right. square cakes with yeah, white those, icing with a red cherry.
And
cherry
you think you're
it.
Really going to get something, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, it's like,
yeah.
What about the pudding?
Again, that's fine.
Again, we've covered the chocolate pudding, Greg.
But who? Where else do you get
it's
the
good, right?
Yeah, pudding's
all right,
good.
Problem solved. Christy, what's in the news?
There you go.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in Oil Rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.